Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting second. The center fielder, Solly Drake. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Minor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Paul Minor. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Brooks Lawrence. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Brooks Lawrence. And now, play ball. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is hit by the pitch. Temple moves to second. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Reds. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence bunts towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jablonski hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Edwin Sniak pinch hits for Paul Minor. Edwin Sniak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsniak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 0-for-1 in the game. Drake hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. John Briggs now pitching. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Crow hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Drake who is chasing the ball. Crow reaches third base with a triple. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Post hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey is walked intentionally. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0-for-0 in the game. Lawrence hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Temple bunts towards the mound. Briggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Drake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of post. Baker reaches second base with a double. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim King pinch hits for John Briggs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lawrence fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Turk Lowne now pitching. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Crow is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 0-for-2 in the game. Drake takes first base on ball 4. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Morin reaches second base with a double. Drake moves to third. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook juggles the ball. That's an error on Hook. McMillan moves to second. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawrence strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McMillan scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Landreth and he is out, Baker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreth hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mixes pinch hits for Turk Lown. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hook hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. George Pictouzis now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Irvin. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Baker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Crow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Reds. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Post strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Drake hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Di Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bailey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Lawrence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawrence is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawrence hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Landreth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 3 in the game. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Lawrence covering. It's a double play. 2 outs. Frank Kellard pinch hits for George Pictouzis. Frank Kellard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.